A human rights group reported today that more than 150,000 people have been killed during the country's three-year civil war. Today, we take a look at one village that news reports say is the target of violence by rebel groups fighting against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. That village is Kesab, which is largely populated by Christian Armenians. I met with the director of the USC Institute of Armenian Studies, Richard Dekmedian, to find out what's happening in Kesab now.
You know, in our business, in political science, in diplomacy, you ask the question, if you're trying to overthrow a government, which is dictatorial, you try to make an effort in replacing it with something better. What's happened in Syria is the opposite. We've been trying to overthrow a dictatorial government, but what's replacing it is a very nasty fundamentalist group of fighters, which are even more radical than Al-Qaeda that did 9/11. So therefore, Turkey, that's been supporting that movement, permitted a bunch of those fighters to attack, to come in through Turkey and attack Kesab. That's an ancient town. Armenians have been there for centuries. And particularly since the genocide of 1915, more Armenians established themselves there because in Syria they were received by the Arabs, you know, very graciously. So in Kesab's case, you know, these people have lived in security there for such a long time, and all of a sudden this happens. And then we find out that Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey was giving the okay for this attack to happen. You know, this kind of thing is just, to Armenians, it represents a repetition of what happened to us 99 years ago.
It's quite ironic with the 99th anniversary, as
Very
you say,
ironic.
Coming up in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
What, you know, as American Armenians, what message do you think this sends? What can we do from such a far distance to help stop or prevent this sort of violence in the future?
There are many things we can do. Number one, send financial aid to those who have escaped. Number two, very, very effectively and strongly talk to the Obama administration. We've tried. They're listening. But he needs to take very decisive action with the Turks to stop this. And this has to be very serious because, you know, Armenians very often are not united. And we have to really face that issue right now as we are facing the centennial. A number of, you know, these Armenian organizations are looking forward to doing something for the centennial, but they can't manage to come together. The most important thing that they have to do is to become united so that they can try to counter the massive power that Turkey has and the massive amount of money they spent to deny the Armenian genocide, and to do the things that happened last week in Kesab.
That was Richard Dekmedian, USC professor of political science.